Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live, where we connect you with the artists and authors you love who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. You know, I'm always looking for great guests to be able to introduce you guys to, and I was on Facebook recently, and I came across a new single called We Your People. It was by an artist named Justin Marshall. I liked his Facebook fan page that I saw on Facebook, went over to cdbaby.com, got the single, really enjoyed it, then reached out to his camp to see about having him on the program, and Justin is with us today. We're going to talk to him not only about the single, but what it's been like for him to share a ministry through music and to see the way that people are being helped by it. If you haven't gotten the single We Your People yet, we'll be telling you again how you can get it for yourself. But Justin, hello to you and welcome to the program.
Hey, man. Thanks, Cyrus, for having me on. I'm really excited about it.
Well, look, we're excited to be able to have you, man. As I said, it's a really powerful single, and I think we know with so much going on in the world today, I think it's great to be able to remind us ourselves, really, that we do belong to God, that we are His people, and that He really does want the best for us. Before we get more into the single, I want to talk about this overall ministry of music you've been able to do, because as an artist, you're not only able to share a message, but of course, you know, being able to inspire people and to share God's word with them. What has it been like for you, Justin, to see the way that people are responding to the music?
Really, man, it's really been amazing because, you know, a lot of times, especially, you know, we as people all together, you know, we're really maybe shy or afraid. Or one of the things that I found out is that everybody wants to, regardless of who you are, you want to be a great man, a great woman. You want to be a great dad, you want to be a great mom, but the thing about it is, do you want to be that now? So what I found out that I was more so struggling with, the slogan that Micah says, just do it.
Yeah.
But if I could probably go back and coin that statement, it would be just do it now, because what I was fighting was procrastination. And so with that, I waited a long time to do what I'm doing now, and I got pushed by so many people, like my wife. I got pushed by one of my best friends and by my pastors and things like that. So it's really been an experience, and really it's really been a learning experience. It's been exciting. And sometimes you're thinking that, you know, you listen to other sounds, but really having to define yourself and what God has called you to do, understanding that there's no other person like you. You're unique in your own way. So it's really been a great ride, man, to be honest with you.
Yeah. You know, it's funny, when you were saying that, Justin, I thought about how so many times people say they're waiting on God, when really He's just waiting on us. He's waiting on us to
That's right.
It together. And, you know, and once we realize, you know, that He's already there and that He's just waiting on us to, you know, to step out in faith, you know, then the ball really gets to rolling. And now the ball is rolling. As I mentioned, this single, We Your People, it's available right now on cdbaby.com. What has that been like for you? I mean, as I mentioned, I found that you and I hadn't even liked your Facebook page when I first saw it. But it was being promoted on Facebook, and I saw it. You know, I'm always, as I said, looking for, you know, great things to be able to share with our listeners. I go over and listen to this song, and the message, as our listeners will see here in a moment, I think is so powerful, and I think it's so inspiring. You know, what has it been like for you to know that the world now can be able to share this gift with you?
Well, man, I really believe it's awesome, because this is exactly what it is. Our gifts are not our own. They belong to God. And so with that, me and my wife, we were just discussing this the other day, and I go back to, you know, so many times, because me, myself, I don't want to, in a sense, build my brand. I know a lot of people, even in the industry or gospel music, is talking about building their brand, doing a lot of things to promote themselves. And one of the things is, man, if I can help somebody, encourage somebody, point them to Christ and get them to build a personal relationship with Him, man, that's really all I'm trying to do. And in the process, if they get a chance to know who I am as a person and things like that, I believe it's great. But ultimately, you know, that's really all I'm trying to do, man, is make sure that the object of our worship is Him and Him alone. So that's pretty much it, yeah.
You know, that's a really good point, too. You know, I think it is, you know, sometimes easy. And I've even heard people say on this program, Justin, that sometimes you can get lost in it because, you know, even though it is, in fact, it reminds me of what we had William McDowell on the program. He, at the time, he was promoting his single Withholding Nothing. And that song sounds great, but I asked him, you know, how do you do that? How do you say, you know, that it's not about you when you're the face that people see, you know, and it's your voice that people are hearing? And, you know, and he said, you know, but he said, it's not me. You know, it really is the God in me. So that sounds like what you're saying, that you want people to stay focused on the God that is in you, that is delivering the message. Again, not an easy thing to do, but do you think one of the ways that it's become at least something that you're able to do is because you recognize that you wouldn't have this gift without him, Justin?
Yeah, man, you know, you kind of hit that right on the head. I think once you recognize that and understand that, really it puts everything into perspective. And it really, you know, especially if you keep that in front of your face, you will stay in a position of humility. Because I think, you know, when you look at the industry and other people, you know, and other people that are in the position as far as recording artists and things like that, I don't believe a lot of people that probably are where they are, they started off that way. They probably started off just like myself and like you referred to, William McDowell, to where they were saying, God, you know, only person I want them to see is you. Only experience I want them to have is experience with you. But somewhere along the lines, you know, you get caught up in the, you know, and you know, in the going and the doing, and you forget to stay humble. You forget to make sure that you keep the main focus in front of your face to make sure that you stay humble and make sure that you stay purposeful, because you understand that, you know, like the Bible says, our life is but a vapor, you know. And with understanding that God put a time limit, which is 120 years on it, then if you put a time limit on something, then there's a purpose for you to carry out. And then after that, there's nothing else. Of course, we have our lives in him after this life, but I understand that there's a purpose. So the thing that's really driving me and keeps me focused is that one day I'm gonna expire one day. And if I don't get out everything that he's given me, then you know, you won't be able to say like Paul did. He said, I ran my race. You know, I fought a good fight, you know, and it's done. It is finished, like Jesus said as well. And so it really puts everything in perspective when you understand that it's really all about him and him alone, man. So, yeah.
That's it. I think that is the thing, and I think if we can stay focused on that, we all will be a whole lot better. For those who are just tuning in, you're listening to Conversations Live. I'm speaking with gospel recording artist Justin Marshall. He's making his first appearance on our program today. We're talking to him not only about his ministry of music, but also the new single that's available for you guys to be able to get right now, We Your People. So let's go ahead and get into the single, Justin. I'm going to have my producer, Jeff, get it ready here. You know, the thing that struck me again when I went over to CD Baby and heard the snippet of it before I purchased it is that it really is, I think, I mean, everything from the beat, you know, to the words, it really is about, you know, empowering us and making us proud to be God's people. Was that one of the things you wanted to be able to showcase as you were, you know, were producing the single?
Yes, most definitely. And really, I got this song, and my wife brought it to my attention. I really want to give credit to him, credit is due. The guy that actually helped me produce this was Dwayne Taylor out of Shreveport, Louisiana. He did an awesome job as far as arranging the music and things like that. But I really got this, you know, from Psalms, where it's talking about, blessed is the nation who God is their Lord and the people he has chosen for his inheritance. You know, I really wanted to make sure people that, you know, when they listen to the song, if you listen to it, it first says, all you people. And then it says, we are people, meaning it goes from an invitation, and it basically says that, okay, take on the position that you are, that you know that you are his. And we rise and say that you are our Lord, you know, you are our King, you are our God. And so, yeah, you're right. It's just really to empower people to understand that, you know, as we enter more so into the last days, that he is coming again, and that regardless of what may come up with the society or economy or what people may bring on to us, that him being our God is greater than what they may bring on us, or what they may try to, any burdens or any, you know, anything that may rise up against us in our life, that him being our God, us serving him and us belonging to him is greater than anything else. Reminds me to the scripture that says, greater is he that's on the inside of me than he that's in the world. So, right. You know, you take courage, you take encouragement, and you take, you know, a great sense of enlightening and empowerment, knowing that I serve a great God regardless that comes up what comes upon me. Even if I lose my life, I gain my life. But if
right.
I try to save it, I understand that I'll lose it. But in me being in him, I can be encouraged that regardless of what I do, as long as I serve him and be focused on him, man, I got it. I got it all. So, yeah, that's the basis of that, yeah.
And it definitely comes through in the song, Justin. For those who have not had a chance to hear it, here is your opportunity. Here is Justin Marshall with We Your People. Stay with us. We'll be right back after this.
People, rise and say, He is our God, He is our King. All you people, rise and say, He is our Lord, the soon coming King.
All you people, rise and say, He is our God.
Come on, say, come on, say,
all you people.
our God, you are our King. We, your people, rise and say you are our Lord, the soon coming King. Yeah.
That was Justin Marshall with We Your People right here on Conversations Live. We've been speaking with Justin not only about his own ministry of music, but what it's been like for him to share it with others and to see the way that others are responding. You know, one thing I thought about with that single too, Justin, is there's that saying, you know, it's not where you are, it's whose you are. And I think that song really reminds us of that, of being able to know that we do not only serve a God, you know, that has everything in his control, but also, of course, that he wants us to be not just, of course, you know, in servitude to him, but also that consider us a friend. So how has that helped you along this journey? Because we talked earlier about keeping the ego, keeping self out of it. How has that helped you in being able to know, you know, that you have, you know, the God of all creation backing you?
Well, man, it's, you know, words really, to be honest with you, it can't really describe. I don't think, you know, our vocabulary is extensive enough to be able to describe and to know that you have someone that can't lose, someone, everything, you know, even his position himself, he created. Nobody can overthrow him. Nobody can, you know, go over his head. Nobody can, you know, veto anything that he puts out as far as any laws or commands. They most definitely will, do what he said, you know, his word to do. So, you know, and knowing that and understanding that, you know, it really brings a clear understanding to more so who you are. You know what I'm saying, to who we are personally as a people. The Bible talks about that we are royalty, you know, that we're peculiar, that, you know, it tells us that we're all these things, and it really puts it into perspective. You know, when you look at different birds, and I always use the example, but when you look at different birds, they fly at different heights, and their viewpoint or, you know, how they see things is different. You know, you have like something like a pigeon or you have something like a raven, their viewpoints are different. But when you have an eagle, the Bible references the eagle all the time, which is the champion of the sky, his viewpoint and how he sees things is much different from someone that flies lower than him. And it's not to knock any of those birds, you know, they were created for a purpose. But when you have a champion like an eagle and that, you know, and that's knowing that, you know, you are from that same lineage, so to speak, or you in the same sense or in that same, you know, circle, it makes a big difference, you know, because, you know, how you see yourself and how you walk, you know, the people used to say, you know, you don't walk like you used to, you don't talk like you used to, it's really true, because, you know, my perception is my reality, and if I understand that who I am in Christ is the truth, and knowing that, then the way I conduct myself, the way I go about doing things is so much different than what I used to do. So it makes a huge difference, man. You can walk in confidence, and not only that, but you can really walk in something that the Bible talks about. It's walking in love with others, you know, and it's the same thing that Jesus exhibited, you know, when he was here, you know, being walking in love, walking in the fruit of the Spirit. So it makes everything about, you know, what you do a whole lot different when you really know who you are in him.
Exactly. I think that is really it, man. And I think that song is a great reminder of that. Again, everyone, Justin Marshall has been our guest. We've been talking to him not only about the ministry that he's been able to share with the world, but also the single that the world is now able to enjoy as well. It's called We Your People. As I mentioned, it is available on CDBaby.com. Justin, let our listeners know how they can stay in contact with you as well.
Yes, you can go to CD Baby and actually purchase. Of course, it is on iTunes. Also, you can, to get in touch with me, you can go to Justin Marshall Official page on Facebook. I'm not one of those, I guess, artists, and I'm not saying it like I'm the only one, but I'm not an artist to where, you know, I'm not touchable. I won't talk, or, you know, I won't, you know, you got to go through my manager and stuff like that. for me to speak to you. You can go to Facebook, Justin Marshall Official, and like my page, follow. I post things on there to get in touch with me. Also, I do have my regular page, which is Justin Marshall, to be able to message me or do anything like that. So that's the way you can keep in contact with me, and that's pretty much it.
All right. Well, Justin, man, congratulations on the single, man. I know it's going to continue to touch lives. Again, We Your People is the single. And, Justin, it goes without saying, you're welcome back here anytime, man. Love to stay in contact with you.
I appreciate you, Cyrus. Really, really thanks for you having me on tonight.
Hey, glad to do it. And we thank all of you for tuning in to another edition of Conversations Live. For those who are joining us on the radio side of our program, 2 great hours we've had with you guys. If you're joining us through Blog Talk Radio, of course, you guys probably just heard this segment unless you've been keeping up with us on our social sites for the other segments. If you came in late and missed part of the conversation with Justin, don't worry. You can catch the entire podcast here about 5 minutes as we go off the air. All you have to do is go to our radio website at conversationsliveradio.com. That's Conversations with an S, liveradio.com. Also, if you're friends with us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter, the link's already available on both of those places. You can head over to facebook.com/CyrusWebb or twitter.com/CyrusWebb. Click on the link there. You can listen to the show completely for free and even share it with your friends using the social media buttons you'll find there. Again, we did tag Justin on his Facebook fan page. He also is on Twitter as well. You guys can find him there at jmarshall, and it's 9285, so at jmarshall9285. We tagged him on our Twitter page as well, so you guys can stay connected with him there too. Until next time, I am Cyrus Webb saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music as well as a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live today. You all make it a great one.